Oregon is thinking about changing a controversial part of how people with severe mental illness are treated. The process of involuntary civil commitment is justifiably difficult. Some think it's become so difficult that many only get help after they break the law. As Christian Foden-Wenzel reports, Senate Bill 763 aims to decriminalize mental illness, but passage at this point is a long shot.
Last year, Don Baglian's 19-year-old son experienced a psychotic break. It was Sunday afternoon. He threw the family picnic over a fence. Then he started turning on every faucet in the house, dragging furniture outside and howling.
By the time the evening rolled around, he was convinced that his air conditioner unit had some kind of poison in it and was releasing some kind of toxic chemical that was going to kill him. So he unplugged it and he was going to roll it down the hill and get rid of it.
It got so bad, Baglian called the Roseburg police and his son was arrested for menacing. Baglian worked with local behavioral health to get help, but since his son is an adult, Baglian couldn't do anything and things got worse.
There were at least six or seven times when things were so out of hand that it was clear he needed to get a bed somewhere where somebody could keep an eye on him.
Baglian has tried to get his son civilly committed, but during those proceedings, he understands enough to appear rational, so the judge isn't convinced he's a danger to himself or others. That's the legal standard. It happens a lot, says Josephine County Judge Pat Welke.
They're so ill that their ability to even understand that they're ill has been taken away from them.
Chris Bunef lives with a mental disorder and heads the Oregon branch of the National Alliance of Mental Illness. He understands resistance to civil commitment.
Just because we have a mental illness and we're symptomatic doesn't mean we're stupid or drooling on ourselves. I mean, we have a sense of reality. We're able to understand if I'm before a judge that I may lose my liberty.
Civil commitment is a delicate issue for authorities. The standard, danger to self or others, has been the subject of appeal so often now that it's become very hard to meet. For example, a single threat of suicide is no longer enough to prove a danger.
We've reached a point where the bar is so high that really the only way to enter the Oregon State Hospital, for example, is to be arrested. And we find that unacceptable.
Bonaf supports Senate Bill 763 and characterizes it as a minimal fix. Essentially, it would define dangerous to self and others as likely to inflict serious harm within the next 30 days. The bill would also allow one threat of suicide to be considered.
We certainly don't want to open the floodgates. We don't want to make it so easy that we're overusing civil commitment. But the bar has to come down a tiny bit.
Still, the mental health community is far from united in support of this bill. Becky Child was abused as a kid and has been civilly committed. She thinks the state should focus more on treating early stages of mental illness instead of worrying about civil commitment.
We do so little to keep people from getting into crisis.
The bill came out of a task force put together by Josephine County Judge Pat Welke. He hopes it'll mean more people will get help sooner and that it'll save money by keeping sick people out of jail. Officially, the cost of the bill is undetermined. But the Oregon Health Authority said it could cost $20 million to create capacity at the Oregon State Hospital, and that's frustrated Judge Welke.
Yes, it will save the corrections department money. It will save hospitals money. It will save police departments money. But if it costs the Oregon Health Authority, which did the physical impact statement, a little bit more money, then they're entitled to deep six it with their physical impact statement. It's nuts.
He wishes the places that would save money, like jails and prisons, would tell the state about those savings. But both the Oregon Department of Corrections and the Sheriff's Association told OPB savings would be very difficult to calculate. So, despite widespread agreement that the civil commitment process is broken, the bill sits in the Ways and Means Committee, unclear if it'll ever make it to the Senate floor. I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel reporting.